Merging with Shiva, lesson 224, Soul Body, the Real You. Within all seven aspects of man lies the body of the soul, the actinic causal body, Anandamaya Kosha, the real you. The soul body has a form, just as the astral body has a form, but it is more refined and is of a more permanent nature. It is this body which reincarnates, creating around itself new physical and astral bodies, life after life after life. This process matures and develops the body of the soul. Hence we have old souls and young souls, depending on the maturity and unfoldment of the soul body, or depending upon the number of lives or the intensity of maturing experience which the individual has passed through. The body of the soul is pure light, made of quantums. It is indestructible. It cannot be hurt or damaged in any way. It is a pure being, created by Lord Shiva, maturing its way to him in final merger. The body of the soul is constant radiance. Its mind is superconsciousness, containing all intelligence, and is constantly aware, does not sleep, and is expanding awareness as the soul body matures. For the soul realized person, awareness travels through the mind as a traveler travels from city to city, country to country, never caught in any one area for longer than necessary. Always consciously conscious of awareness and consciousness at every moment. The body of the soul lives in the eternity of the moment, simultaneously conscious of past and future as a one cycle, the true nature, everlasting, secure personal identity, is realizing oneself as the soul body. This is truly finding our roots, our source, our indestructible, ever-maturing soul. In the years that follow, complete illumination or realization of the self, in obtaining a stabilized nirvikalpa samadhi, a body of pure, actinic, golden energy, the svarna sharira begins to form. I experienced this beginning to happen in me in 1955. At that time, there was only enough odic force to hold the physical body together in material activity. This new actinic body is built through the consecutive practice of nirvikalpa samadhi on a daily basis, which forms one of the highest disciplines of Siddha Yoga. However, it should be mentioned that the first great attainment to be striven for by the aspirant is the experiencing of inner light, which is taught to family people and renunciates alike, implying that he has enough inner dominion and control over the intellect that the radiance within the head or body is actually seen. This implies also a working control of the Manipura chakra and a conscious awareness of the working of the Anahata chakra of cognition, allowing a burst of actinic energy to the Vishuddha chakra of love. The next step for aspirants is what is known as touching into the self. When this occurs, the soul body is released, made completely autonomous, so that they can then be trained in its conscious use and control. It is in this body that they attend higher plane schools and communicate through vibration with others in the soul body. From then on, it is for them to train with the guru personally so that they learn to use and control the body of the soul. With this control and altered consciousness, they eventually come into a sustained realization of the self. Nirvikalpa samadhi in this or a future life For the next phase on the path to merger is to make ready and then sustain renunciate life in the truest sense by becoming a Nala Sannyasin. It must be said that many frustrate themselves by seeking realization beyond their abilities, while not accomplishing the realizations that are within their abilities. We must remember that Savikalpa Samadhi relates to the Anahata and Vishuddha chakras, sustained by a purified intellect and a dynamic will, whereas Nirvikalpa Samadhi is of the Ajna and Sharashara chakras and those above, and is sustained by complete renunciation of the world to the point where the world renounces the renunciate. These are the venerable sannyasins. Control of the mind builds the intuitive nature by directing the flow of thought, perceptively discriminating between actions, aware of attending reactions. The yoga student soon learns the use of his actinic power. In order to hold an expanded consciousness, this power must be brought into use, and when it flows through the intellect, it automatically changes the chemistry of the intellect while it begins to build the intuitive nature. Reverse your thinking about yourself. Feel that you come out of timelessness, causelessness, spacelessness. Visualize the pure, radiant body of light, the being of the soul, the I am, the watcher. Then around that is formed the intuitive mind, and around that is formed the intellect. Then the chakras come into view, governing the highest to the lowest states of mind and the Ida, Pingla, and Sushumna currents. The instinctive nature is formed around this. Then the human aura, through which thought forms are created. Then the vital health body, and then the physical body. Om Namah Shivaya.